This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
The Packers clinch a playoff berth. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After a 34-0 win on Monday Night Football, the Packers face the Vikings next. I asked head coach Matt LaFleur on Christmas Eve.
What was your message to the team to get ready for the Vikings, but maybe still have a little time for the holiday?
Yeah, we'll give them a little time tomorrow morning. I said, unfortunately, you know, you'd love to give them the day off. That's just not, I don't think that's possible in this situation. You got a 6-day work week. You're going on the road to Minnesota. We'll allow them to, tomorrow morning, they're going to be with their families if they have family in town. But it's the National Football League, and you got to get ready for the next opponent. And if you don't put the work in, you can't expect to get the results that you want to get. I mean, the margins are super thin and at this level.
How much Christmas do you get?
I'm sure my boys will get up really early, wake me up, we'll open gifts, and then I'll come right in here. So it's just, I mean, that's what we do.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Francis Ford Coppola is a 5-time Oscar-winning filmmaker. He's also a survivor of polio. The 85-year-old director shared his experience with the disease during an interview with Deadline, warning people about the skepticism for polio vaccines expressed by Trump's incoming Health and Human Services Secretary, Robert Kennedy. The Godfather creator says it was his father who saved his life when he contracted polio at a young age and actually lost the use of his legs for 10 days. Coppola's father refused to believe that his son should stay bedridden while dealing with the illness, which was the common belief of how to combat polio at the time. Instead, Carmine Coppola sought a second opinion and found a different approach that suggested mild exercise for those that contracted the disease. Francis Ford praised the vaccine, which came along a couple years later, and says he has never forgotten memories of children in iron lungs calling for their parents. Interesting. Side note, Coppola's father was a composer who created music for many of his son's award-winning films. In trying to make Christmas sexy news, Kim Kardashian has put out a new music video. The reality TV personality released a video under her brother-in-law Travis Barker's label. She used a breathy version of her own rendition of Santa Baby, one of the worst Christmas songs ever, and put images of herself crawling through a party in a blonde wig and skin-colored jeggings. I'm not sure if she realizes it either, but her cleavage was totally showing. I'm sure she's going to give that editor an earful. In the video, there's a donkey, Mary and Joseph, people fighting, people raking money, and a bonfire while people play Twister. For what seems like an eternity, Kim crawls through the chaos with her own singing as a backdrop until she finally stops between Santa's legs and looks up to find it's really Macaulay Culkin. The only good thing about the video is that her singing mercifully stops along with the music about midway through, so it's just her crawling with weird images. It's just something you have to see for yourself, folks. You can check it out free on YouTube, but you'll still want your money back. Sequels led the way at last weekend's domestic box office. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 led the way with $62 million and was followed up by Mufasa, the Lion King prequel, which finished with a disappointing $35 million at the U.S. box office, despite playing on 400 more screens than Sonic. Despite grabbing second place in the U.S., Mufasa was number one globally with a take of $122 million. Finishing in third place was the juggernaut Wicked, which pulled in $13.5 million at the box office, putting its grand total domestically at about $400 million. Wicked leapfrogged Moana 2, which finished in fourth place with $13.1 million at the box office. The borderline religious film Homestead finished in fifth place with $6.6 million, despite not-so-great reviews. The Brutalist, a 3.5-hour film that actually has an intermission, opened in limited release and pulled in $266,000, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it was only on 4 screens. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy here on Christmas Day with a high in the low to mid 30s this afternoon. The wind out of the southeast at around 5 to 10. Tonight, cloudy with a low in the upper 20s to near 30. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.